few weeks ago, I stuck on an old episode of Come Dine With Me. If you're not familiar with the show, it's a competition in which participants host a dinner party for their fellow contestants. The dinner guests then rate the night out of 10. At the end of the week, the scores are added up and are revealed, and the host with the highest score wins £1,000. One thing I've always liked about that show is contestants are always a mixed bag. Everyone is invited to the party, and nobody is exempt from the roasting offered up by the hilariously dry narrator David Lamb. This episode was a special couples version, and there were three couples participating. The first to be introduced was a pair of professional young gay blokes, Stephen and Andrew, and the second was an attractive and trendy young couple, Abby and Rob. It was the next couple though, James and Kate, that caught my eye. I thought I recognised the woman, so looked her up, and sure enough, she was indeed political commentator and activist and so-called feminist comedian Kate Smurthwaite, better known in certain circles as the woman who had a meltdown on Sky News when she was triggered by men's rights campaigner Peter Lloyd. I remember first watching that segment on Sky News and thinking at the time how unlikable and irritating she was, and after seeing more of her on Couples Come Dine With Me, I can confirm that my initial impressions were indeed accurate. I don't need to talk here about James, her little henpecked butler boyfriend in the episode, whose literal job is to run around after her. Some men enjoy being emasculated by a domineering woman, and it clearly didn't bother him as he was happy to do so on national TV. And my aim isn't to slate Smurthwaite either, though I will comment briefly on the way she comes across in this episode, particularly in the interactions between herself and the other woman, as I think it really illustrates why people like me roll our eyes at the F word. So the young lady, Abby, is a professional makeup artist and is stylish, glamorous, and feminine. This is much to the disapproval of Smurthwaite, who can hardly contain her contempt. Sophisticated as she thinks she is, she tries occasionally to disguise her disdain with humour or backhanded compliments. But it's easy to see through, and throughout the episode, one dig after another reveals how she feels about her fellow contestant. From the outset, it's clear Kate assumes Abby to be childish and stupid. Before reading Rob and Abby's menu, for example, Kate talks to the camera about her low expectations of the couple's night and her concerns that it'll be turkey Twizzlers. When Abby and Rob in fact serve up an excellent calamari starter, Kate wonders later to the camera, I don't know whether it was luck or they have some trick, or someone came in and did it for them, or what happened. And she goes on to find fault with everything else they served. During conversation at the dinner table, Abby explains that outside of work, she likes to express her personality in the way she dresses. Kate jumps in, commenting that she's not sure what personality means here, and that I think it might be cleavage. Hilarious, Kate. On her own night, Kate suggests that Abby may not like the soup they serve because she's probably only ever had soup out of a tin that someone's opened for her, commenting to the camera that Abby has a naive palate. Incidentally, it was James, not Kate, that did most of the cooking on their night. Take that, patriarchy. And yes, I know it's reality TV and not reality per se. This was Smurthwaite's defense to some of the comments she received after the show. It seems I wasn't the only one who found her demeanor distasteful. Still, I've seen this type of behavior before from self-described feminists, who claim to be about respect for women as a group, but have limited respect for any individual woman who doesn't think exactly like them, which, by the way, is most women. Feminists are usually very good at reinforcing the negative ideas people have of them. For example, that they are easily triggered, joyless, bitter, angry shrews, and that they hate both men and beautiful women in equal measure. In this episode of Couples Come Dine With Me, Smurthwaite does a phenomenal job of validating this view. She also makes a strong case in support of my own long-running theory, which is that straight female comedians are incapable of being funny. In fairness, it's not hard to see why women like Smurthwaite might despair at the fact that most people would prefer the company of a pretty, sweet woman who isn't necessarily intellectual over a catty feminist bore, even one that has an Oxford degree in mathematics. True, life isn't always fair. Still, if you truly want others' judgments of you to be more than superficial, you should perhaps extend them the same courtesy.